pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. All right, so in this episode, I am going to talk about, I guess this would be the third most asked or most important question that consumers usually have when it comes to hiring a credit repair service or doing credit repair on their own. Now, I think I've covered many of the situations on the top two most frequently asked questions, which is number one, how fast can you fix my credit? You know, I guess that really doesn't have a specific answer on what's on your credit or what's your credit score, what you're trying to get to. But that's just the number one thing, is how fast can you fix it? You know, it's either bad, so you need it fixed to be in the good range. So, you know, no specific details with that. And then the second most popular question people ask is, how high can you raise my credit score? You know, I have a 500 credit score today. You know, can you get me to a 750? Can you get me to an 800? So that's always those top two questions there. And then number three, which comes in maybe sometimes throughout the year, we get many people who just ask this question back to back. And that is, how long does it take or will it take to remove a negative account from my credit report? And this can be a late payment, this can be a charge off account that's reported by the original creditor, or this can be simply a debt collection account. And then there's more things, you know, it can be repossessions, home foreclosures, bankruptcies, and things like that, public records, child support. And I guess every single one has a different answer. You know, it's no such thing as going on Google and searching credit repair services and just calling one by one and just see what this company says, that company says, see how fast this one say they claim to fix it. And then you call another credit repair company and they give you a different time frame. It doesn't work like that. It's only based on your situation. So if some of you who are already subscribed to the podcast, you guys should know this already. You know, there's no such thing as how long does it take to fix your credit or how fast can you fix your credit. It's literally based on the situation for that particular month. Every month your credit report changes, okay? So that means every month something's different, gonna be the results are just gonna be different every single month. So for example, negative items are only deleted from your credit report. Let's just take credit repair out of this. A negative item is deleted from your credit report naturally after it has reported for 7 years. Not since you opened the account, but 7 years after the account has closed and there has been no recent activity on it. So for example, if I bought I'm not even going to say a car or a home, let's just say credit card, because I can keep that open for thousands of years. Okay, let's say I apply for a credit card 10 years ago and it's still open to this day, but I missed the payment on it last month. So I want to close the account because I just don't want the card anymore. Okay, I closed the account. The account is now reported as closed. However, it dropped my credit score 80 points because I recently missed the payment. So since this account is closed and it's 10 years old, does it mean that the account just falls off of my credit because it's 10 years old? No, because the last date of activity was today, you know? So after 7 years from today is when that account, the negative impact on that account, falls off of my credit report. So now that we got that understood, now let's go back to the credit repair side. So we talked about how things naturally fall off your credit for 7 years. You know, unfortunately, no one got time to wait almost a decade to get their credit, you know, to the point where it needs to be for them to buy a home or you know, get any type of credit card that they may be interested in and things in that nature. So how long does it take to get something removed from your credit report? And as we mentioned in the previous episodes, negative items are only deleted from your credit report if, one, it is inaccurate, which happens 80% of the time, the account has incomplete data reporting to it, it is unverified by the reporting company, or if the company simply do not respond in time to the disputes. Now, those are some of the four main common reasons. Then you got more things such as, I guess, violations with debt collectors and things of that nature. You know, if there's a late payment, you can write a goodwill and things like that. But I'm going to break things down in detail, okay? Let's start with late payments. Now, with late payments, you only have two options to go with these. One, you can go through the creditor. And then two, through the credit bureaus. Now, when I say two options, I don't mean like, you know, you can do all of these steps with the creditor and then do the same thing over with the credit bureaus. I mean that you only have a 50% chance that this is going to happen. And usually once the creditor says no, you may kind of be out of luck, you know? So that's why it's very important not to miss payments, because if you screw up your credit, it is a pain to get it fixed. Okay. It does not happen overnight. So the very first thing that we do, or that you want to do when it comes to late payments on your credit report, you want to reach out to the creditor. Let's say if I missed a payment with Capital One. Well, before I even dispute with the credit bureaus, I am going to go directly and dispute with the creditor and just say, hey, look, you know, this is what happened. I would like to challenge this late payment. It was due to a billing error, or I went through some hardships. I understand how reporting accurate payment history is very important for you guys, and I know it's required for you guys, because the very first thing they're going to say is, oh, well, we're required to report accurate information, so, you know, it doesn't matter how much we feel sorry for you, we just can't fix it, because then we're going to be reporting inaccurate information if we change this late payment to positive or change it to on time. So that's another thing with that. So you are going to go back and forth with the original creditor a few times, because they will send you that first response and say, nah, sorry, we can't do it, you know, because we're required to report this information accurately, and, you know, the damage is already done. We can't go back and change something. However, they are responsible for what they send to the credit bureau. So they do have the power to update late payment history. So I will go back and let them know that you understand how reporting accurate information is important, and they are required by law to do so. You know, let them know you've been a great value customer. Hopefully you have. Hopefully this is the only late payment that's reporting to your credit report, because it's much easier to work with them with one or two late payments than it is if you have multiple accounts with them and some accounts are charged off, other accounts are late, and then you're trying to work with this one. They're just going to say no. They're going to look at you and just say no, you're a hot mess, we're not doing all of this. So it's very important to start with the creditor first. If you don't have any other negative information reporting with that direct bank, and you don't have more than, I mean, I want to say three, but more than one or two late payments, screw it, let's just say three late payments. Anything more than that, you don't want to do. Another thing is, we talked about having two ways to go. So that's one way, going through the creditor. You know, if Capital One, Chase, Wells Fargo, whoever says no, well, look, it's not the end of the world. However, that is 50% of your possibility of that late payment getting removed. But just chill out for a second. Let's go to option two. Now, option two is disputing directly with the credit bureaus. And remember, when you're disputing through the credit bureaus, you have the option of looking for errors, looking if the account can be verified, making sure the account is reported completely and not missing information like opening date, closing dates, last payments received, you know, everything, balances and things like that. If you have a blank in one of these account slots, then that's considered a incomplete reporting. Now, through the credit bureaus, one round, you can say, hey, I would like to verify the payment history of this account. And if the credit bureaus can't verify that they received any type of payment history, then, you know, that information can be removed. And like I said, you want to go one route per round with the credit bureaus, because if you just throw everything in, then you just ruin all of your options there. Okay. The second attempt, you want to say, hey, look, you know, I may have noticed that this account is reporting inaccurately amounts all three credit bureaus. And by law, they are required to report 100% accurate information. So instead of saying, hey, I would like to get this account removed, you can just have them update the information to how you request, positive. And most of the times, the credit bureaus will just simply remove the late payment history upon your request. Three, you know, we talked about looking for errors. We talked about looking for complete information, and then verification. A lot of times you can just say, you know, you just simply want to dispute it. You're unfamiliar with this payment history. And a lot of times if the creditor, sometimes the creditor may not agree to accept the goodwill, and then they update the payment history, because then they may can get in trouble for modifying inaccurate information or lying to the credit bureaus. A lot of times they may just say, hey, dispute this with the credit bureaus, and we will take care of it from there. What they mean by that is, a lot of times you can just simply dispute it with the credit bureaus, and since the credit bureaus have to get all of these documents and information from the original creditor that the account is through, a lot of times the creditor just simply will not respond in time. You know, they just will go 30 days and just not respond, doing you a favor. Therefore, that payment history is now deleted from your credit report. Now, everything that I just said with late payments, you know, like I said, it's a 50-50 chance that's going to happen. I'm just going to be honest with you. Now, when it comes to charge-offs and collection accounts, those things have way more things to look through and work on than a late payment. You know, a late payment, you have about a 50-50 chance, but in reality, it's about a 20% chance that's going to happen. Now with collection accounts, that's especially reported by third-party companies like debt collection companies who truly can't verify the information they're reported, then you can increase those chances to 75% to 80%. And a lot of times, look, sometimes these accounts are not going to get deleted the very first round, not even the second round. We have clients that sign up for our services, and we've went 4 to 5, 6 rounds. And of course, some things were deleted, you know, upon that time. But 5, 6 rounds later, we're finally getting a deletion on things that we've been fighting for half a year. So even if you're doing this on your own, because a lot of people, they hear credit repair and they hear credit repair services and are like, oh, I don't want to pay a company that's taking months and months to work on it. Okay, well, take credit repair out of it and you do it. Now you understand that working on your credit is not a overnight fix. Some months, things are not going to go your way. You have to keep going over and over and over and over. I've had a young lady who called in the other day, and she's a client of ours. We processed a dispute. The very first month, she had two things deleted. And then I believe she claimed that she didn't want to pay for the services anymore. She was just going to dispute online or click some type of button on her Credit Karma app or Experian app. And I'm like, look, that doesn't work. So, you know, regardless if she used Sturgis Credit Repair or dispute herself online, which I prefer her to mail in this stuff, but if she want to use some app that's probably not going to work, you know, so be it. You know, I tell people like that all the time. Look, don't sign up for something or pay for a service if you're just going to use it once and just give up. Because if that's the case, why enroll into a service? And most of the people, if they had two things deleted the very first month, they would be highly appreciative, you know, versus giving up. But I guess some people expect every single thing to be negative on their credit gets, you know, deleted the first round. And, you know, bad news for you. You know, you're just going to frustrate yourself if you think that's going to happen. So on average, to really answer the question of this episode here, on average, most of the people who mess up their credit, okay, they have bad credit and they go through the credit repair process on their own or through a company, they're going to spend anywhere between 5 to 7 months working on their credit, okay? And that's just on average. Of course, we have people that's been enrolled way longer than that because we've gotten some items deleted, and then throughout the process, you know, more things hit their credit because they kept missing payments, or maybe some things just took forever. You know, we got clients now that they've seen deletions 1 month here, another month there, and then, you know, 6 months later, something that we've been working on from day one finally falls off, and they just got tired of responding and the credit reports changes every single month. You know, month one, there can be no errors. Month two, everything is verified. Month three, we challenge the completeness of the account. It's reported 100% complete. And then, you know, the fourth month, fifth month, something's unverified or something's reported inaccurately because you pay your bills every month. Therefore, your credit report changes every single month. So we tell people all the time, look, if you have bad credit, naturally, it would take 7 years for that stuff to fall off of your credit. Okay. Now, if you try the credit repair process yourself or hire a company, instead of waiting 7 years, you have a chance, not a guarantee, you have a chance to improve your credit scores within a few months versus waiting 7 years. So, regardless if a few things come off, or 80% of the things come off, or 100% of the things come off, which I hope for everyone, regardless of that, something is better than nothing and waiting 7 years. You know, if I was in someone's situation and I messed up my credit and I have 10 accounts reporting to my credit report and I was able to increase my score 80 points because four of the things fell off before 7 years within, you know, 3 or 4 months, I would be highly happy for that. You know, now I can just work on the next thing. I can continue building credit, or I can stay enrolled in a credit repair service a little longer and just, you know, let them keep doing what they do and hopefully more things fall off. Or maybe if I don't want to pay for a service, I can try some of these things and consult with somebody that knows what they're doing. You know, you can contact me at Sturgis Credit Repair. You can schedule a consultation. I'm more than happy to give you some advice. If you want to do this yourself, you know, just keep doing it. You know, if the credit repair process takes too long and you don't want to hire a service, do it yourself. Now you will understand how long some of these things can take to, you know, eventually get removed or finding, you know, legit inaccuracies on your credit reports once they change every single month. So hopefully anyone who's watching or listening to this on Spotify, this is kind of give you a more personal level detailed opinion on answering the question of how long will it take for something to get deleted from my credit report. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.